Our gospel reading this morning comes from the Gospel of Matthew. After the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to look at the tomb. Look, there was a great earthquake, for an angel from heaven, the Lord, came down from heaven. Coming to the stone, he rolled it away and sat on it. Now his face was like lightning, and his clothes as white as snow. The guards were so terrified of him that they shook with fear and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Don't be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He isn't here because he's been raised from the dead, just as he said. Come, see the place where they laid him. Now hurry, go and tell his disciples. He's been raised from the dead. He's going on ahead of you to Galilee. You will see him there. I've given the message to you." With great fear and excitement, they hurried away from the tomb and ran to tell his disciples. But Jesus met them and greeted them. They came and grabbed his feet and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Don't be afraid. Go and tell my brothers that I am going into Galilee. They will see me there." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The story of Easter is the story of who we are and what we believe, summed up in a few short verses. Each of the gospel writers give the story their own twist, but there are a few essentials that each story includes. The women are the ones who first find the tomb empty. They're going, in Matthew, they go just to visit the tomb. But in other collections of the stories, in the other gospels, it may be that they go to prepare his body for burial and to anoint him with oils and scented perfumes. In this story, we don't hear any conversation between them as they walk to the tomb. We don't hear any concern about how they'll open the tomb and move that stone. We just know that they walk down there together to visit the burial place of their friend. I imagine that most of us have done something like that in our own lives, gone to visit the burial place of someone we love. As they arrive, the earth begins to shake. Now, I've never been close to the center of an earthquake. I've felt just a little shake when I've been somewhere and I've been hundreds of miles away from the epicenter. I've heard the boom of an earthquake, but I imagine being nearby is probably rather frightening. But the story goes on to tell us that as the earth shakes, an angel of the Lord appears at the tomb and rolls the stone away. His face shone like lightning, and his clothes were whiter than snow. Imagine how your day would be if it started with this. Walking, thinking you're just going to share your sadness with one of your friends, and to be in the presence and share your memories and stories with one another, and suddenly, everything is different. The angel of the Lord reminds us, he reminds the women, and he reminds us that there is nothing to be afraid of. We don't have to fear, even though we're seeing this extraordinary thing. Even as we witness the empty tomb, there is nothing for us to be afraid of. And he tells them the most important words of this passage. They're very simple. He says, "Come in and see where he was." And then he says, go out and tell the others what you have seen. Come and see, go and tell. Sorry. Come and see, go and tell. If there's nothing we remember about Easter other than those short phrases, it's okay, because they have within them the whole of our faith. Come and see, go and tell. And the women go, and what happens? But an encounter with Jesus along the road. During Lent, we read a series of stories of people as they encountered Jesus. Nicodemus, the woman at the well, the man born blind, Mary, Martha, Lazarus, and how they encountered Jesus along the way of their lives. And they were changed by those encounters. No surprise there. They were changed just as we are changed with an encounter of Jesus. They learned about love and grace. They learned about forgiveness and new life. And how what seems impossible is actually possible within the grace of God. They experienced the embodied love of God for each of them through their experience with Jesus. That's the thing about Jesus. Jesus was God's love in a person. Not that esoteric, ephemeral idea of love that's just out there, but love in a person with hands and feet, with a face, with arms to hug and to heal. And Mary Magdalene and the other Mary experienced that embodied love of God in Jesus again moments after the resurrection. So there they are at the tomb. Before they've gone to tell, they're at the tomb. And they go in. They see nothing. No one is there. And the angel reminds them not to be afraid. Jesus is not here. He has been raised. Go and find him in Galilee. Tell his brothers. And they do it. Come and see. Come on in and see what you thought you were looking for, and go and tell what you found instead. They find an empty tomb. They walk back home, and they encounter Jesus along the way, and they tell others about their encounter. And so here we are on Easter morning in the 21st century, hundreds upon hundreds of years later, saying to ourselves, so what? Now, what? Those are questions familiar to strategic thinkers and planners in these days. Well, okay, we have this information, now what do we do? And how are we changed because of it? How are we different because of what we know? What does the resurrection 2 centuries ago have to do with our lives today? Do we live differently because of what happened that day? Would anyone know that we have had an encounter with the embodied Christ? Have we seen him along the way in our own lives? Those are questions for you to think about. How have we known Jesus? And how has it changed us? As we enter into this season of Easter, as we celebrate the resurrection and the times when the disciples encounter Jesus again and again, and the times when we encounter Jesus in our own lives again and again, we need to find ways to tell that story, to live that love. During our Lenten series of lunches, we talked a lot about forgiveness. That was our topic. And for 6 weeks, we talked about forgiveness, how we do it, what does it take? Is there anything that is unforgivable? Do we forgive and then people repent? Or do people have to repent before we forgive? Those are the questions that we ask as people of Easter, people who live after the resurrection, after the victory God has shown us over death. And those are the answers that we figure out as we encounter one another and as we encounter Christ in our midst. Questions are always more challenging than answers. A lot of times it would be easier if I could just tell you what to do and what to believe and how to behave and how to show people that you are followers in the way of Jesus. But I can't. This is a story of you, and your story is unique. And yet your story is one of many that is the same. There's a paradox there. We are unique, and yet together we have one story. The story of new life, of love, of grace, of hope. Today we remember the story of the empty tomb, not just as it happened back in the day of Jesus, but as it happens to us day after day, as moments in our lives are redeemed, as moments that seem dead and things that seem impossible suddenly find their way clear and new life is before us. This is the story of our lives and how they are changed as we encounter Christ among us and within us. It's the story of our lives being made new. I have a poem from Wendell Berry for you. Be still in haste. It helps us to get a handle on that idea of being made new. Be still in haste. How quietly I begin again. From this moment, looking at the clock, I start over. So much time has passed and is equaled by whatever split second is present. From this moment, this moment, this moment is the first. Everything can start over in this moment. Our fears, our regrets, they can be left behind. Our hopes and our dreams can be embraced and started anew this moment, this moment, this moment. For that is the story of the empty tomb. For the women that day, for us, life begins again and again and again at the encounter with the empty tomb. Life wins. Love wins. The power of destruction, the power of death, the power of anger and frustration and brokenness, those powers have no place, no control in our lives as Easter people. In this story, in God's story, love wins. How can we do anything other than celebrate? How can we do anything other than share the good news? How can we be anything other than grateful? In the moments when we fail, because they come more often than any of us would like, in the moments when our fears get the best of us, we can remember the empty tomb and the words of that angel who appeared and said, "You have nothing to be afraid of." The words of Jesus as he encountered the women that day, "You have nothing to be afraid of." We turn, we remember the invitation of the angel that day. Come and see. Go and tell. Let's accept the invitation. Let's come and see. Do follow. New life, changed life. Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Thanks be to God.